In Griffin, Margaret, was there much Civil War activity in Griffin? Do you know any battles or anything around here? I noticed they have these markers all the way up and down the road, and Bill and I have said sometime instead of just zooming 70 miles an hour down here, sometime we're going to take the road, and each one we're going to find out what happened there, what general was shot, and who, and where. And
isn't it funny you live right in the, all this historical stuff and running
about it? It's the truth.
Dad, it was 64 before he ever went to Stone Mountain the first time.
Well, Stone Mountain hasn't been here too long, has it? It's
Stone Mountain's always been
But here. I mean, the carvings haven't been too long.
Oh, already. I don't remember when they started that.
I think they started it like in 1928,
something
and then
like that.
The Depression came along, and they didn't have any money, and then they had an argument with somebody else that they brought in to do the sculpture, and he quit. So I think that when they resumed,
they had one or two to fall.
Did they?
You know, not all the way to the ground, but, you know, it was dangerous work. They're in the scaffold.
Oh, you mean a couple of the men fell there. Uh-huh. You know, they burned most of that. I think Lee's head is the only one that's there.
That stone's hard, isn't it?
Yeah, it's supposed to be the largest granite piece of granite
in the world. Above the ground. Well, I'm glad they didn't stop, you know, making a rock quarry out of it, you know, selling rock out of it. Because they could soon haul a lot of that stuff away.
Well, it certainly wouldn't be anything worth seeing if they did.
Mm-mm.
And now they're really developing. They're going to have a pool at the bottom of it, and the reflections of the figures are going to be in the pool. When we saw it last, it was rather, well, it was curious because there was a heavy mist over it. And you saw those three great big figures on, well, I believe they're all on horseback. And it just looked as though they were riding out of the mist of history right back into your life again. It was
They built that place up pretty good. We went out there a couple of years ago and had a picnic.
Have you been to Kennesaw Battlefield?
Mm-hmm.
Michael would like that
mm-hmm.
because they have Civil War guns and they show you how the guns are operated. They shoot them off. They're blank cartridges, I am sure.
Yes.
But they have Confederate and Union soldiers, like at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, they get out and they have target practice. And they have a demonstration of the firearms. And I think the children respond to that, especially boys.
Mm-hmm.
They really enjoy that.
Well, when we went to Fort Benning, when Dickie was, you know, when we first left Griffin in 61 to move down there, he used to carry us out on his different problems. And we'd see these traces from rifles. They'd have a couple of rifle platoons down on the bottom, and they'd turn out all the lights, and they'd fire these rifles at a different angle, and you could see the traces, you know, the bullet, the different, the fire going on.
Where was this now?
And it was beautiful, on a range at Fort Benning.
Do they have it anymore at all?
Oh, they have these demonstrations all the time, I imagine.
Do they? At Fort Benning?
At Fort Benning. And we drove 20 miles that day on a dusty road to see it.
Well, where is Fort Benning?
It's about 7 or 8 miles south of Columbus. It's 200,000 acres. And, of course, they've leased some more from Alabama side.
Uh-huh.
The Chattahoochee River, you know, flows right by it.
Divides
it. But that's a big place. And they have ranges all over the place. And that's what Henry used to support, some of these ranges. My husband used to be in a support outfit. They supported the school, the infantry school there. And, some of them are real interesting. You know, they'd have a rifle platoon over here and they'd be attacked. And then they'd have a helicopter to come in and pick up the wounded and take them away. It was realistic. And they had this man telling about it all the time.
That's at Fort Benning. Did they ever do anything like that at Fort McPherson?
They don't maintain that, but it's Army headquarters, and now they're fixing to have a big changeover.
At Fort McPherson?
They're going to have part of it out at Conley. That's going to be closed. It's Army depot now. It's going to be closed.
What, Fort McPherson? Conley is.
Conley.
Oh, uh-huh.
And it's going to be, I don't know what headquarters it's going to be now.
That's not too big, is it, Fort McPherson?
No, it's headquarters. There's not too many field people up there.
Mm-hmm.
They just have